This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
It's Tuesday, it's just gone six, you're here on Phoenix FM, which can only mean one thing. I'm here as well. Yes, it's Ben Simmons once again with the show that goes like this. Lovely to have you along. Thanks so much for tuning in and for being here. Remember, as ever, loads of ways you can get in touch with me. I love to hear from people. I love it when we make this show interactive. So feel free to do that. You can email the station, radio@phoenixfm.com. But you can get in touch with me on my social media, Ben Simmons Radio, or my personal profile on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you have a smart speaker device, tell it to play Phoenix FM. If you're already listening to me on it, you don't need me to tell you that now. But spread the word to all your friends. Tell them that Tuesday, 6 till 8, it's the place to be. Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. You can be in anywhere in the world and listen to it online or via our app. So, yeah. It's all going on here as ever. We're into the new year. And tell you what, it's a bit chilly again, isn't it? Yesterday, was it just yesterday or yesterday and the day before? It wasn't quite so chilly. It just didn't have that see your breath nature in the air, did it? But tonight, I came out for the show, thought, oh, it's back again, it's chilly again. My car's thermometer said 2 degrees. I went out very early in the day, a few days back, to go to work, because I am a key worker. Not only for Phoenix FM, but for the other thing I'm doing at the moment. And my car's temperature said -2. Didn't like that. Oh, no. But how's it going, 2021? How's it treating you so far? It's a weird start to the year, isn't it? I think it's fair to say. Are your New Year's resolutions out the window? Well, we haven't dealt with that, really, on the show that goes like this yet. So, therefore, all the tracks you're going to hear tonight are dedicated to the word new, because it's a new year, new times for all of us, something to look forward rather than look back and be worried. Surely there's positivity out there on the horizon. So to embrace the fact that we're all going to be looking forward, I'm going to help us do that with my musical choices tonight, many of which have been inspired by you lovely listening legends as ever. Thanks so much for sending in song suggestions, as you've done in the run-up to this show. And what are we going to do musically to get us going, then? Well, something that was suggested to me earlier on today, actually, by Barbara Ferry, regular listener. She's tuning in again. She said hello, which is fabulous. Ellie from Beckles has said hello as well. It's nice. Early doors. Get your messages in. Fabulous. Thanks so much, guys. Okay, then. It's all songs with new in the title, or maybe bands with new in the title. Here's Dua Lipa. She doesn't have new in her name, but she has new rules as one of her songs.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Nobody else, nobody else. But my love, he doesn't love me. So I tell myself, I tell myself.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over. I got no rules, I count 'em.
I keep
pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
Nowhere to turn.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern. He's drunk and alone too. Don't let him in, you'll have to kick him out again. Free, don't be a stranger. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Phoenix FM.
New rules from Dua Lipa to get us going tonight then. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday so far. And yes, you're here in the correct place at about 6:10. You're at Phoenix FM. You're listening to the show that goes like this. If you want to see part of the show that goes like this, please, please, don't jump up with too much excitement, but obviously there is the Mixcloud link you can go to and see the webcam feed into the studio and see how I've so fabulously colour coordinated myself tonight. I mean, it really is a treat for people. I don't normally urge people to look at the Mixcloud webcam, but I heartily recommend it tonight. In these COVID times, all presenters have to put a cover over the microphone, and you keep that cover, you clean it yourself, and you bring it back every week, so we're not risking getting too close to someone else who's been speaking and breathing over the microphones. And obviously we've got this fantastic branded background behind us, but I managed to get hold of an orange microphone cover. Clearly the word Phoenix is written in our logo in an orange colour, and I'm wearing my exciting I Got It For Christmas orange hoodie. So extremely well colour coordinated tonight. Just have a look at the Mixcloud feed. I tell you what, as I'm speaking to you, I will share the Mixcloud feed as well on my social media profiles, so let's get that up there for you. Facebook's asking me what's on my mind. Paste that, and that is what's on my mind. The Mixcloud link. So if you're listening and you think, how can I get that Mixcloud feed in a high voice like that? You're worried about it, aren't you? How can I get it? Go to my personal profile, Ben Simmons, on Facebook, and it is now on Ben Simmons Radio as well. You can see that link. You can join the webcam feed. Don't feel obliged if you just prefer to listen to my dulcet tones and not see my dulcet face. Can you have a dulcet face? Who knows? If you can have a dulcet face, then I think I've got one. But anyway, feel free to join us on Mixcloud Live. If you have an account, you can even comment in the chat box on the right-hand side of the camera feed. And Paul Milton has done just that in King's Lynn. Hello, Paul. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, he sent me a chat message. That's what I like to see. Bit of interactivity, knowing I'm not out there on my own just speaking into the ether and nobody remotely caring whatsoever. It's nice to get a bit of feedback, just to say hi. Just say thanks for broadcasting. Happy to do it. And thanks to all of you for suggesting many tracks that are going to feature in tonight's show. So let's get another one on. And this man has been a legend of the week on this programme before, Mr. John Cohen. There will be an opportunity to be a legend of the week once again this evening, and it could be you. If you bother to do something, you know, be interactive, then you're in the running. Right, well, let's take it to John Cohen's suggestion. It's this one by The Stylistics.
Find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within. To live again. Only you care when I needed a friend. Believed in me through thick and thin. This song is for you. Sometimes
Stylistics there then. You Make Me Feel Brand New. Wasn't that on, I'm sure that was on a detergent advert in the 80s or 90s, wasn't it? You make me feel so clean. I'm sure it was Ariel or Persil or one of those. Daz. Or something else. Other brands are available of washing powder. I'm going to start the next track because it's got a ridiculously long intro, I suppose, if you call it an intro when it goes on for this long. We'll leave that in the background. I have said that all the tracks tonight will feature the word new in them or in the band that's recorded them. You can probably tell from that intro. New Order is coming your way. And we had the Stylistics with You Make Me Feel Brand New. See, it's a new year, it's 2021. Has anyone got used to writing that yet? Official dates, if you've been doing any kind of official documentation or whatever. It's always that kind of 3 or 4 week annoying period where you write the old year when you're supposed to write a year down, isn't it? Well, I find it annoying anyway, maybe you don't. But yes, it's 2021, we have to come to terms with that. It is a new year, it's happened. So, yes, we couldn't celebrate New Year, many people would like to, although I've always found a lot of pressure on the New Year's Eve celebrations, and always had a few anticlimactic New Year's Eves, and a few great ones, but, you know, Christmas is always exciting and wonderful for many people, and then you get to New Year, you think, right, we've got to do something awesome, that's what everyone else is doing. It's not really been that awesome, it's just happened. So, yeah, I think maybe abandon it. Don't abandon the concept of having a new year, you know, every 365 or 66 in a leap year days. But, you know, don't put so much pressure on the New Year's Eve celebrations. That's all I'm suggesting. Anyway, Barbara Ferry likes my jumper, which is lovely. So thanks very much for sending that in. That's fabulous. And just to let you know, Barbara, because yes, you have asked for a DVD of my Christmas show, I do believe there will not be an official video representation of that show, sadly, ever made available. You had to see it live, but I can tell you about it. Anyway, apologies for that. But Dua Lipa we had on to start, then we had the Stylistics from John Cohen, and then Anna Lisa Marie wanted to hear a little bit of New Order on the show that goes like this tonight. So this is Blue Monday.
Tell me now how
Well, that's New Order's Blue Monday, suggested by Sarah Manass. So huge thanks to Sarah for getting a bit of New Order into the show that goes like this tonight. Truly marvellous. And I've just had a heck of an inspirational idea for the rest of the show. Yes, we're dedicating the show to the word new because it's 2021. It's a new year. It's a new situation for everyone to be in at the start of a year that we've not been in before. We're all coming to terms with another lockdown, which is old hat. But it's a new hat to embrace and look forward, surely. That's what we've got to do. So, after the next few tracks, because we're looking at the word new and how new fits into songs, how many news will we hear throughout tonight's show, we're going to hear some facts about news. Now, notice I've not said news, so I don't mean news, I mean news, to give them their correct pronunciation, or connect pronunciation. Don't say correct incorrectly, otherwise that causes problems. Anyway, GNUs, I suppose, if you're going to say the spelling, although, to give you the correct pronunciation, it's news. The wildebeests are large African antelopes, if you like. If you want to know facts about news, then stay tuned right here. I bet you never thought you'd hear facts about African wildebeests on tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And from wildebeests to small feline mammals, here's Tom Jones. What's new, pussycat?
It's a cat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of a weird concept there, finishing the song with Andy Pushy's pussycat nose. What's so slightly wet when it rubs against you? To indicate good health, isn't it? Don't cats have wet noses if they're doing okay? You only need to worry if the nose dries up. So if he's talking about a woman who's got pussycat eyes, what's so they glow in the dark? Sounds a bit weird. And she's got a wet nose all the time. I don't think she's in the greatest of health, Tom. I think you need to get her to a doctor fairly quickly. Or just buy her some Lemsip Max Strength capsules. Other brands are available. Own brands tend to do exactly the same and be continually cheaper. That's me attempting to save you money on the show that goes like this. I could rival Martin Lewis, couldn't I? Don't buy branded Max Strength cold and flu capsules. Oh, no. Buy own brand ones and save money. That's Ben's weekly advice column on the show that goes like this that I've just decided to start sharing. And social media, and certainly the webcam feed, has veritably blown up in the last 5 minutes or so. So huge thanks to everyone that's now joining us via those methods. And good to hear from David Mulliner up in the northwest of England as well, who sent a very wonderful GIF, which I guess is of himself dancing, but it's more of a cartoon man dancing. But I'm taking it to be you, David, so thank you very much for that. And yeah, the webcam feed's got quite a lot of people on there right now, so that's marvellous. Thanks again to all of you. But I don't sort of say I'm going to do something and then not see it through. So here we go with facts about news. Large African antelopes, and they're closely related to cattle, goats and sheep. And apparently they look like, well, it depends on your objectivity, I suppose, but they look like thin, muscular cows with large sloping backs, curved horns and striped bodies, but they also have manes and bushy beards. So, yeah, the picture I'm looking at online looks quite cool. News, GNU. And wildebeest is an Afrikaans name that means, predictably, wild beast. Not difficult to work that out. Nu is a derivation of the name used by native Africans, and they can be used interchangeably. So a wildebeest and a nu is pretty much the same thing. There we go. That's something maybe you didn't know before you listened to this programme tonight, and I'm very glad to have brought that fact to you. Many more facts about news will be coming up in the next few minutes, in between the great tracks. So, you know, keep it here. Even I hadn't planned this tonight. That's what I love. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. It can go anywhere. And as I always say, spread the word about this show to your friends. Tell them anything can happen. Any track could be featured. We're not constrained by genre here on the show. And it doesn't have to have been released in the last 5 years to make it onto the show that goes like this playlist. Oh, no. We can play older tracks, medium time ago tracks, as they're often referred to, and up-to-the-minute tracks as well. Here's what I like to call a medium time ago track. That was I need to think of some better phrases. But anyway, this is Duran Duran, suggested by a previous fellow Phoenix FM presenter, who's no longer with the station, but still very much in our thoughts, Ian Lee. So I hope you're okay out there, Ian. And this, for you, is New Moon on Monday with Duran Duran.
Shake up the picture when there's a mixture with your dance on a favorite time. You got me coming with the sun's on a rich idea. I said it again, but could I please rephrase it? Maybe I can catch a ride. Last time,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Great to be here with you once again on a Tuesday evening. And if you just tuned in, don't worry. It's not the wrong station. You are going to hear facts about news. Not the news, not new things. I'm not just pronouncing it weird. News, animals, wildebeests. It's another word for wildebeests. And there are two main species, black wildebeests and blue wildebeests, but they're all news. Blue wildebeests tend to weigh 260 to nearly 600 pounds. That's 120 to 270 kilos, about 4 feet in length. The blue gnu, also called the common wildebeest, has dark vertical stripes on the shoulders and back. Don't think it's actually blue. That'd be a bit bizarre, wouldn't it? The black wildebeest, also called the white-tailed gnu, tends to weigh between 110 and 160 kilos and grows to about 6.5 feet in length. So, yeah. Black gnus are dark brown to black in colour with a white tail. So they're called black gnus, and blue gnus are the most common ones with vertical stripes on the shoulders and back. Don't ever say you don't find out facts about nature by tuning in to the show that goes like this. It's literally all happening tonight. And just to confirm that it's all happening tonight, shall we have some celebrity birthdays early doors on the show that goes like this? Go on then. Well, it's the 12th of January. And who is celebrating their birthday today? Well, someone very rich. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, is 57 today. Someone else not doing too badly for themselves. Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, is 28 today. DJ in America, Howard Stern, is 67 today. And singer and director Rob Zombie is 56. Actress Kirstie Alley of Cheers fame, and Look Who's Talking, is 70 today. That seems ridiculous to me. Heather Mills is 53 today. Former boxer Joe Frazier is 77. And former Spice Girl and now solo artiste Mel C is 47 today. And if it's your birthday, many happy returns to you. And a special hello to a gentleman whose birthday it was yesterday, Mr. Melvin Hayes, who older listeners may remember starred as Gloria in It Ain't Half Hot Mum, the fabulous TV series from a few years back. But happy birthday for yesterday to Melvin. And I am in the show business charitable organisation, the Grand Order of Water Rats, and you have to be nominated. You have to have two members that are already there kind of approve you, suggest you as a member of the order. And Melvin Hayes was one of the people that suggested me for the order. So a huge thanks to him, and I hope you had a good day yesterday, Melvin. Right. Well, it's coming up to 20 to 7. I'm certainly not exhausted all my new facts, so stay right here for that. Remember, if you want to join the show via the webcam and actually see my face, there is a link at the top of my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. You can just click on that link. You don't have to have an account. You can just see what's going on. If you want to chat on the chat box there, though, you do have to have an account, but it's easy to set one up. And entirely marvellous. But you don't have to watch the feed, you can just listen with your ears and be listening via a smart speaker, via the internet, or via your actual wireless or DAB radio. However you're here, I'm very pleased that you are. And all the tracks tonight are going to have the word new in the title or the band name in some way or another. Because it's 2021, it's a new year, we're embracing everything like that. So let's carry on then with the brand new Heavies.
The Oasis! Mm-hmm.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the brand new Heavies classic Midnight at the Oasis. While that was on, I received a couple of things on the social media profiles that made me chuckle. Barbara Ferry sent a wonderful picture of some fake news that you certainly don't want to get caught out by. So thank you very much for that. And Gary Collins, another regular person to send stuff in to the show that goes like this, has said, worryingly, news are an anagram of guns. And we're all about to get a shot in the arm. Very true, very topical, Gary. And I like it. So thank you very much for sharing. Well done, sir. Well, it's nearly 7:15. How's 45 minutes of this show gone already? Don't be ridiculous. I must be enjoying myself. Hope you are as well. Hope it's not too chilly where you are. Hope you've got the heating on. Hope you're all snuggled up and lovely. Maybe you're about to have your dinner. Maybe you have me on in the background while you're eating. What on earth could the population of Britain listening to the show that goes like this be eating right now? Are you having jacket potatoes? Let's guess. Are you having sausages and mash? Is it some form of chicken dinner? Maybe with a breadcrumb-coated bit of chicken. Or a turkey escalope, if you like. It's a shot in the dark. Who knows? We've talked about shot in the arms. Shots in the dark. That's far too many shots that have been fired on the show that goes like this already. If you are having your dinner, hope you're enjoying it. That's the problem, broadcasting between 6 and 8 in the evening. Do you go early or do you go late? You certainly don't go during. Oh no, that'll be a whole new webcam experience for people. What's Ben eating tonight? Maybe I'll do it one week, but it's not happening right now. I normally come into the studio straight away, get a glass of water for myself to keep my throat lubricated during the show. Came in tonight, feeling chilly, went straight to the kitchen and made myself a cup of tea. Oh yes, it's been a rare occurrence with me in the Phoenix studio to get a hot drink, but it's happened this evening. You know, it's very, very groundbreaking, this programme. It's got new in all the music you're going to hear, and it's got me drinking tea on a webcam, if that's the kind of thing you enjoy. There you go. I'm doing it right now in full view of the webcam. Letting you hear, in case there are any doubters out there. You can't make those noises unless you're drinking a cup of tea. What are you saying? Get on with the music. Fine. Here's a track that was suggested earlier on today by the fabulous Paul Lewis down in the southwest, Highbridge area, Burnham-on-Sea area, Weston-super-Mare area. I don't know where you actually live, Paul, but I know you work in Highbridge. Anyway, with a new England, thanks to Paul Lewis, here's Kirsty MacColl. Christy McCall and A New England.
Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Literally anything can happen, tangents can be gone off at, but the whole theme of the show tonight is the word new. It's a new year, it's 2021, we're all looking forward instead of backwards, we're embracing hope, basically. That's what I think. It's a new hope for all you Star Wars fans out there. It's definitely not Return of the COVID. So, yes, keep it here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, or tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM and spread the word about the show. And I'm going to tell you quite early on tonight what you need to do to be my legend of the week. And because we're embracing the word new, I want you to share something new that you've done since the first lockdown started last March. You can be creative, you can be... Well, you can just, it can be something you think is fairly mundane, but I'd like to hear about it. And anybody that bothers to share something with me will be eligible to be my legend of the week. I'll decide before I go off the air who's most deserving, whose new thing is most interesting, exciting, or worthy. So get them in. It's on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons, and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. There's a red post with white text that says, for the Legend of the Week award tonight, share something new, which is in capitals, you've done since the first lockdown. Comment below by 7:30. That's strict time limit-wise, isn't it? So go for it. You know, get in there. One of you will be a legend tonight. You're all leg ends in my eyes. Who's going to be elevated to a legend? There's only one way to find out, and that's to get involved. And I'll keep the tracks coming that all have new in the title or new in the band name. Most of them have been new in the title so far, haven't they? Many of which suggested by you guys as well. This was from Paul Milton. It's the Eagles, New Kid in Town.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny, come late. After a while, you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come lately, the new kid in town. Will she still love you? Thank you.
till somebody new comes along. Where you been lately? There's a new kid in town. Everybody loves him, don't they? And he's holding high, and you're still around. Oh, my, my. There's a new kid in town. Just a
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So yes, the Eagles and New Kid in Town there, which was suggested by Paul Milton. And also, just before I played it, David Mulliner weighed in and said it was one of his favourite tracks. And you may be hearing about David later as well. I'm going to save this story until we reveal who the legend of the week is, because something's happened in his family life today that's rather wonderful for David and for his son as well. That's all I'm going to say. We may find out some more information about that. Well, I will share it with you, regardless of whether or not that's worthy of being legend of the week. But it's certainly something new that's happened since the first lockdown took place, which is the criteria you have to fill in something about on my Facebook request in order to be up for the Legend of the Week award tonight. Something new you've done since the first lockdown started. For me, I'd say getting proficient at video calls, Zooming, and Facebook message videos, WhatsApp videos, or whatever. There's lots of ways to video call now. I'd only really been a basic video caller before, but now, oh yes, I'm all away with my Zoom virtual backgrounds, with realising you need to have headphones in to get decent quality sound, really. You see all these people with their AirPods or whatever on the TV. I've still got just some wired headphones. Seems to work very well for me, though. But yes, Zoom calling is something we've all got proficient in. If you had shares in Zoom last Christmas and thought, well, it's something people do occasionally, oh no, everybody in the world has found it very, very necessary and brilliant since lockdowns came in, I would suggest anyway. Well, we're approaching the end of the first hour of the show that goes like this tonight. It's been a veritable rip-roarer for me so far, and I'm not done with my facts about news. Would you like to know about the habitat of a gnu or a wildebeest? Well, gnu herds are constantly on the search for food and are active day and night. They communicate through sight and smell, but they're also very vocal. Blue wildebeest males can bellow loud enough that the sound travels up to 1.25 miles. So there you go. That's a loud sound, isn't it? I've no idea of measuring that in relation to anything else. That you think, oh, that's quite a lot, but how loud does a human shouting at the top of their voice? You know, how far does that travel? Can you measure sound? I thought sound was measured in decibels, not how far it travelled. But anyway, new herds, there you go. They're active day and night. They're always looking for food. They're herbivores. They like to eat grass, vegetation, etc. And they have a certain area they call their own, which tends to encompass about 1 square mile, a new herd. So there you go. Fascinating. I'm sure you'll agree. As we approach 7 o'clock, here's the New Radicals.
Oh.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And it's 7:05 on Tuesday, the 12th of January. Hope it's treating you as well as can be expected so far in this new year, 2021. Are your resolutions out the window? Were you hoping to lose weight? Were you going to go out and exercise? And it's not quite happened. Did you buy yourself or get as a present some exercise equipment? And it's just sat there. You know, I did that. I remember buying myself a dumbbell and barbell kit when I was about 18, thinking, yes, I'm going to get buff. I am going to get so fit doing this. And I did it for a few weeks and thought, eh, it's all right, but I'm not exactly going to set up a home gym, am I? They've been sat in my mum and dad's spare room for quite a few years now. Why didn't they convert their spare room into a gym? That would have made more sense. I could have kept buying the equipment. They could have hired it out. You know, it could have been a second income. Anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in to the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Remember, many of the tracks you've heard tonight have been suggested by you lovely legends. And that's certainly the case for the second hour as well. So shall we have another one fairly quickly? When you ask for tracks with the word new in the title, this is something people think of quite quickly, I think. And that's just what Dave Hart did. Well done, Dave. Here's Paolo Nutini. He's got some new shoes. And a song that doesn't start straight away.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, rolled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought, these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, though. Short on money, but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday. And I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, oh. Short on money, but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, oh. Short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
Phoenix FM.
Paolo Nutini's got his new shoes on, and I've just shocked myself to my very core with probably what's got to be the final new fact of the evening, because it's so shocking. It's actually a bit sad, but then apparently ends up okay. So, let me share this with you. We've found out a lot about gnus. They're obviously native to Africa. And when the rainy season ends in the plains, new herds migrate to the savannas, where there's plenty of water and food. Usually takes place in May or June. Around 1.2 million wildebeests, or gnus, join hundreds of thousands of other animals, including zebras and gazelles, in the world's largest terrestrial migration. 1.2 million wildebeests. Anyway, during this migration, about 6,000 gnus, or just over 0.5% of the total herd, here's a sad statistic, about 6,000 gnus drown while crossing the Mara River. However, according to this website, there are silver linings to these deaths. Now, this is the weird bit. The decaying bodies feed local scavengers, including vultures and fish, and leave behind nutrients and minerals in the ecosystem, according to a study published in 2017 in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And a professor of ecology said it's the equivalent biomass of 10 blue whales being dropped into the river. 6,000 gnus. Bit sad. But in a total herd of over a million, you know, there's always going to be some expendable members. That's all I'm going to say. So, yes, that would be a good film, wasn't it? What is it, Expendables or something with Sylvester Stallone and that? Just do one all about gnus. Drowning in rivers, but feeding other species and the ecosystem for years to come. A little bit weird. I didn't expect to be reading those facts out on the show that goes like this tonight. And if you are enjoying your dinner, you know, maybe that steak's not quite as appealing now. Not that steaks ever are made from gnus or wildebeest, but, you know, similar, aren't they? They're closely related to cattle. If you listen to my facts, you'd already know that. On the show that goes like this, it's very educational. Right, let's have another track. Here's a classic one with a band with the word new in their name. And it was suggested by Stuart James earlier on social media. NKOTB, they've got the right stuff. And the wrong tyres, by the sound of it. Baby, you're the reason why I sing this song. When they sing that, are they talking about the popular Channel 5 daytime show?
Phoenix FM.
The right stuff. I wonder. No, it's this very simple answer. Anyway, it's Tuesday the 12th of January. It's 7:15. Hope you're all okay out there. And Maria from the Isle of Wight messaged me asking, she said, I said the plural of wildebeest was wildebeests. Well, I wasn't actually talking about plurals, I just called them wildebeests. And she said, isn't the plural wildebeest still? And apparently, Maria on the Isle of Wight, it can be either. The plural of wildebeest can be wildebeest or wildebeests. Which is a bit ridiculous, really, isn't it? It's like the plural of fish can be fish or fishes, I suppose. Wildebeest. Just say new and news, it's easier, isn't it? Maybe. It's less letters to worry about. Anyway, I think that could be all we're going to say about news tonight and wildebeest, even though they are the same thing. I never really knew that before, until presenting this programme right now. You hear about wildebeest, I thought news was something slightly different. They're not. Not if you do your research, and I always do exhaustive research to bring you this programme every week, lovingly, here on Phoenix FM. And thank you for my leg-end listeners for being out there, for being fabulous, for spreading the word about the show. Right, quite a few tracks still to play. Could possibly run out of time to play them all, so I'm going to play them quite quickly. Here's Taylor Swift. She likes New Romantics. Does she mean Spandau Ballet? That'd be a good mash-up, wouldn't it?
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything we wait for, trains that just aren't coming. We show off our different scarlet letters, trust me, mine is better. We're so young, but we're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, but we know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom, honey, life is just a classroom. But I'm about to play my ace. We need love, but all we want is danger. We team up and switch sides like a record changer. The rumors are terrible and cruel, but honey, most of them are true.
We sing it proud.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Taylor Swift with New Romantics. If you're just joining us, or you've joined us slightly later than the start time of 6 o'clock, then all the tracks tonight, many of which have been inspired and suggested by you lovely Leg-In listeners, they all feature the word new in some way or another, whether it's in the song title or the artiste name. So get ready for more tracks with new, and one very loosely related track, which I still think very much counts, in a few minutes' time. We've also got to resolve the Legend of the Week conundrum, so to speak, and quite a few of you have already sent in examples of something new you've done since the first lockdown started in March. To be eligible to be my Legend of the Week, you have to fill in something on the relevant post on my Facebook page requesting examples of new things. So it's in a red background with white text and tells you to comment below. And thanks to those people that have done that so far. Keep them coming in. It could be you that's voted Legend of the Week just before I go off the air. As ever, it will be a hotly contested, highly coveted award. And in particular, it will tonight. Now I'm going to play another track pretty quickly that would have been so much better if I played it 11 days ago. I wasn't broadcasting then. I could have stormed the studio though and demanded it of everyone. I'm sure somebody did. It's you too. It's New Year's Day. It isn't. It's the 12th. That's the title of the song. I won't explain it.
case, it's just a letter and a number.
Phoenix FM.
There was a little shocker at the end of that track, in case you didn't know what U2 was. Nice of them to explain. So yeah, marvellous. That was New Year's Day by U2, weirdly played on the 12th of January. I wonder how many times that gets played on New Year's Day compared to all the other days of the year. Their royalties must go massively up at the end of January, and then they go, not so great for the rest of the year. Although they're probably not too worried about one track with all the albums and tracks they've ever released. I'd just like to know some stats about the downloads and streams of New Year's Day by U2 and how often it happens on New Year's Day compared with every other day. Can someone find that out? Please send it in to me. I'd love to know. It's not going to be easy to find out, I'm sure. Any record execs out there, some extra info would be much, much appreciated. As we approach 7:30 and the end of the third quarter of the show that goes like this, Rachel Woollett has been in touch, so I know she's tuned in once again. That's fabulous. Thanks so much to her. And I wonder if Mr. Andy Onion in Chesterfield is tuning in right now, because he's sure to enjoy this next track, as I know he's a big fan of Gary Numan. See, he's got new in his name in a very loose way. He likes cars as well. Don't know if that's Andy Onion that does, but I'm sure Gary Numan does.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Gary Newman's Cars. Well, quite a lot of people now are in the running to be my legend of the week. If you just tuned in and wondering what you need to do for the accolade this evening, I have asked across social media for the Legend of the Week award tonight, share something new you've done since the first lockdown. And you have to comment with your example in a particular place under that post on Ben Simmons Radio's Facebook page. It's shared to the Phoenix FM group on Facebook. It's shared to my own profile. And, yeah, get doing it. That's what I say. It's going to be a tough choice already. Also, if you want to actually see me in the studio and see how well my new, marvellously exciting orange hoodie matches my microphone cover and the Phoenix FM branding, you can go to Mixcloud Live and search for Phoenix FM and see the webcam feed into the studio. There is a link to that a little bit further down my Facebook profile as well. Or you can just go to Mixcloud Live and search for Phoenix FM. I'm sure you'll see the logo. I'm sure you'll eventually end up seeing me. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can comment in the chat box on the side as well. You don't have to, though, but it is very easy to set up. Right. Well, thanks to everyone who's been in touch so far tonight. It's lovely to hear from the likes of Rachel Willett. Christine Ludlow, another former Legend of the Week award winner on this programme. Haven't heard from her for a little while, but I have this evening, which is great. And it's just nice to know that you guys are out there, that you bother to tune in. So, yeah, thanks for being a part of the show that goes like this once again. Who would have thought tonight's show would take the direction where we ended up talking about how many wildebeest drown whilst migrating across Africa? It did happen earlier. You'll have to listen back. Remember, if you tune in late and you're aghast about it, and I don't use the word aghast very often, you can catch up on the show from tomorrow morning on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Go to the schedule Tuesday evening, click on the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my personal page with previous recordings on it. So don't despair if you missed anything. You can catch up when it's good for you. You can even download them now to your own devices and listen to them to your heart's content for days to come. So feel free to do that as well. And check out all the other brilliant things on our website. Loads of info about all the presenters, loads of local events if you're in the area, and information about what's going on locally as well. Clearly there aren't many events at the moment, but there's all the latest COVID information and safety advice, and a load of interesting features too. So well worth checking out, phoenixfm.com. Anyway, right, well, I estimate we've got about 4 or 5 tracks left. Hopefully 5, if I can squeeze them all in. Here's one of my all-time favourite tracks of all time. To quote a Harry Enfield sketch from a few years back, I think. If you like football and you like John Barnes rapping and you like England-inspired tracks, then many people think this is the greatest ever from New Order.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Oh, yes. What a classic. Not many pop tracks start with the dulcet tones of Kenneth Wolstenholme. This one does. One of the first single LPs I ever bought. It's World in Motion.
Express yourself, create the space. You know you can win, don't give up the chase. Beat the man, take him on. You never give up, it's one on one.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is still Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. We've got 20 minutes of lovely fun for you lovely leg-end listeners still to come tonight. And then Rob Harvey's in with Synth City from 8 until 10, and then from 10 until midnight, it's Steve Davis of Snooker fame with the interesting alternative show. Great stuff goes on a Tuesday night here on Phoenix FM. Don't go anywhere, 98.0 on an FM dial or DAB digital radio, phoenixfm.com if you're listening online or on some kind of listening device. Right, well, four tracks left. That's by my estimate, and I'm going to do my best to get them all in for you. It has been put to me that I just talked about an LP single, which doesn't make any sense. I meant vinyl single. Obviously, an LP is the larger type, and the singles are the smaller types, aren't they? I came in towards the end of buying vinyl. I know it has come back and never really gone away, but you know, just before CDs came about, I was still getting vinyl singles for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years of buying music. World in Motion was one of them. I did have LPs, Kylie Minogue's first two albums I had on vinyl. I'm struggling to remember anything else I bought vinyl things of. I must still have them somewhere. My dad has a huge vinyl collection. I'm sure he's probably got those with it somewhere. But anyway, let's move on. The word true features heavily in that offering from New Order. And why was that? Because I wanted to link it to this. Sometimes a bit of thought goes into my actions. You know what's coming from the intro of a song. That's when you know it's a classic song. Do you sing along to that breathy intro? Go on. Hope you did it. I thought mine was quite tuneful. I'll leave the Kemps et al. To get on with it, shall I? It's true, Spanner Ballet.
So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I want a ticket to the world.
This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. Always slipping from my hands. There's a time of its own. Take your seaside arms and write the next line. Oh, I want the truth to be known.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've had a listener get in touch during that last song and say, what's happened in the studio? You looked up and were smiling at someone. Yes, Rob Harvey has entered the building. I was smiling at him and talking to him. So it's good to know that you're paying attention, and good to know you think I don't smile normally, which is a bit of a worry. Maybe I should turn the webcam off occasionally. But yeah, Synth City coming up after the news at 8 o'clock. But thanks so much for that message. Still got three tracks to squeeze in, so I'm going to talk less and play them. I've done a pantomime with this gentleman who features in this song a couple of times, Mark Reed from A1. He's a brilliant guy. He loves Star Wars. It's the same old brand new you.
I can still remember the time you were there when I needed to hold you, feel you. Every time I ask you to find fade. Can't appear to be so real, and you turn out to
Cinderella at the Pavilion Theatre Worthing with Mark Reed. I never worked with anybody from New Edition.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up off my feet. She's so fine, as can be. I know this girl can get me.
Candy girl,
you're on my world. You look so sweet. You're a special treat.
Candy girl,
all I want to say, when you're with me, you're riding on my day.
My girl's a joy, she don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree, she knocks me high up on my feet. Oh, candy, you look so sweet. Oh, candy, you're a special treat.
Phoenix FM.
That was New Edition and Candy Girl. And right then, it's time to bestow the Legend of the Week award on someone. Who on earth could it be tonight? Remember, you had to share with me something new you've done since the first lockdown began in March. And thanks to everyone who's got involved. Wendy Johnson said, started a new job and provided weekly one-to-one support to over 30 unemployed people. Very noble. Barbara Ferry said, I donated lots of hand gels to NH hospitals all around the UK. That's fabulous. And Rachel Woollett said, wrote my first TV script and grew broccoli. I don't think they're intertwined. I think they're separate things, but thanks for sharing that. Christine Ludlow said, started doing haircuts, my husband's and my youngest son's. So good for you, Christine. But the winner of the Legend of the Week award, who has just successfully taught his son how to ride a bike, is David Mulliner and his son Dax, who has a very cool name. I love that. But yes, Dax has successfully nailed it today, according to David Mulliner. So well done for teaching him. Well done, Dax, for being successful. You can share the Legend of the Week award. Well done. It's a rite of passage we all have to go through. Everyone has to learn how to ride a bike. Actually, I can't remember learning to ride a bike. I think my mum probably helped me more than my dad, because my dad would have been away working quite a bit when I was younger. I remember being very excited that they travelled all the way from Kent to Southend to buy me a bike. A BMX, which had a deep red frame and was wonderful. Anyway, enough about that. Thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight. I'll be back again next week. Remember, Rob's up next with Synth City. And to play us out, a song with New in the title that's an all-time classic, New York, New York.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. It's up to you, New York.